So what's the main thing? Keeping a right view of his ownership of us and his majesty. Not allowing our pursuit of getting our needs met and our prayers answered to overshadow his glory. Because who he is must be the main thing. He is good. It always comes back to that first commandment to love him first with the love that he gives you. So we can't avoid intimacy because love is about relationship. We can run, but we can't hide. He'll track us down and like Elijah, he'll ask, "What are you doing here?" All Elijah's physical needs were met. He was fed, he was watered, he went to sleep and he was rested. Jesus knows how to look after his sheep. He makes the sun shine on the righteous and the unrighteous alike. He provides for all. He prepared the garden before he created man and put him in it. Everything man would need was there, nothing lacking. He can be trusted. Therein lies profound truth. He can be trusted. He is the creator, we are the created. But for many of us, the instinct to preserve ourselves, to protect ourselves, nurture ourselves, provide for ourselves, in other words, our desire for self-preservation, is so strong and deeply rooted that when he comes and says, "Move over, darling," we are surprised at what he reveals to us of the ways in which we've bastioned ourselves against his advances. We're like a fortified city, high walls, drawbridge, portcullis, or a Martello Tower, you know, those little defensive forts on the coast, out of which we look with suspicion upon anyone who seeks to enter. Our greatest enemy, you will have realised by now, is not Satan, but the person who looks back at you when you look in the mirror. We have seen the enemy and he is us, someone so rightly said. Self is the only prison that can bind the soul, said Henry Van Dyke. We are our own worst enemy. Like our federal head, Adam, we are suspicious of God's motives towards us. And maybe our first step towards the restoration of wholeness starts when we admit this to ourselves and then to him and begin the long journey back by allowing him to know what is best for us. The journey of 1,000 miles starts with the first step. How's it working out for you?